podcast, Your Gut Health Puzzle Made Simple. I'm your host, Prajakta, and this podcast will help you uncover the root causes to your gut issues, help you heal and nurture your gut through the healing power of nutrition and healthy lifestyle modifications. I will be sharing quick and easy tips that you can implement right away to solve your gut health puzzle. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I'm a registered dietitian, founder and CEO of Right Nutrition Works, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. I am so excited for today's episode because it is very special to me. I'm pleased to announce that this week marked the 25th episode of my podcast, Your Gut Health Puzzle Made Simple. I launched this podcast in September 2022 with an intention to support you in your gut healing journey by sharing my knowledge. I hope the information that I share through this podcast is helping you solve your gut health puzzle. In this special Silver Jubilee episode, I would like to recap the most crucial information about healing and nurturing your gut health. Since this is a Silver Jubilee episode, I have taken each letter of the word silver and I'm going to talk about the most important topic that begins with each letter in this word. So, if you are ready, let's get started. The first letter is S, and I am going to talk about stool, in other words, poop. I know, this is the topic most people feel awkward to talk about. But you know what? This is what I talk about every day with my clients. In my opinion, it is a very important topic to discuss when it comes to your gut health. There is a phrase called, you are what you eat, which means it is important to eat good food in order to be healthy and fit. But I have changed this phrase, and the new phrase is, you are what you eat and eliminate. In order to be fit, you need to eat healthy and poop healthy. Your poop says a lot about your gut health and your overall health. It may sound gross, but paying attention to your bowel movements, such as frequency of your bowel movements, texture, and shape, is actually pretty important. Changes in the color, texture, and shape of your stool can indicate signs of infection, digestive problems, and imbalanced gut microbiome. Pooping every day, all 7 days a week, anywhere between 1 to 3 times a day, generally suggest healthy gut microbiome. Healthy stool is usually considered as an easy to come out, well-formed bowel movement that looks like a banana and is typically brownish in color. Regular daily bowel movement also helps to keep your body's toxic burden under control, as pooping is one of the ways your body gets rid of toxins. Any change in the frequency of your bowel movement and change in the appearance of your stool should not be ignored. Some quick tips for maintaining healthy bowels are: eat a well-balanced diet, which is 75% plant-based. Exercise every day. Stay well hydrated and keep your stress under control. In spite of doing all of this, if your bowels are not healthy, then that definitely suggests some underlying infection or severe gut imbalance or some other digestive problems. That could be IBS, SIBO, and ulcerative colitis. The second letter is I in the word silver, and I want to talk about inflammation here. Inflammation is the response of our immune system to any threat, infection, or injury. Short-lived inflammation is actually healthy and it helps us heal faster. But chronic inflammation generally continues for a long time and is more widespread throughout the body. Chronic inflammation is generally caused by food sensitivity and pathogenic overgrowth of microbes. These two factors are generally common when you have gut dysbiosis. In order to reduce the chronic inflammation in your body, you need to eliminate the foods that you are sensitive to. A food sensitivity test helps you exactly know which foods you are sensitive to. This is the test I perform in my practice, so I'm currently helping my clients with their nutrition through this test, which I feel is the foundation to your gut healing. Inflammation can be reduced by killing the pathogens or harmful microbes. Some of the anti-inflammatory foods and supplements you can include are turmeric, omega-3 fatty acids, green tea, avocados, peppers, mushrooms, and green leafy vegetables. The third letter in the word silver is L, and for this, I want to talk about importance of healthy lifestyle habits in your gut health. People with gut dysbiosis, when they come to me, most of them are only concerned about their nutrition. They want to eat healthy, which helps them heal their gut. And definitely, nutrition is a very important piece of your gut health puzzle. But it is not the only piece. Healthy lifestyle habits also play a critical role in your gut health. Even if you're eating a well-balanced diet, which is clean and is 75% plant-based, but you are not working on improving some of your lifestyle habits, which are unhealthy, you won't achieve long-term results, and your gut health will not get back on track 100%. Few examples of unhealthy lifestyle habits that may contribute to your gut dysbiosis are poor sleep or inadequate sleep, not practicing stress management techniques, eating late at nights, sedentary lifestyle, frequent consumption of alcohol, mindless eating, and eating on the go. Identify your unhealthy lifestyle habits, make a plan, and work on them to achieve long-term positive results. Remember, consistency is the key. It feels hard to let go of these habits, especially when you have been always eating your breakfast in the car, or if you have been always on your phone before going to bed, or if you have never practiced stress management. But believe me, it is possible to change your old bad habits and embrace healthy habits. Have a positive mindset and you will do wonderful. The next letter is V, and I am going to talk about variety in your diet. Healthy, well-balanced diet, which is high in fiber, is essential for gut healing. I have said this many times, but there is something beyond to this. You must be wondering what it is. Let me tell you that. It is equally important to add a variety in your diet. Variety of fruits, vegetables, variety of whole grains, and variety of beans and lentils. Adding variety of plant-based foods will help you develop a diversified gut microbiome, and a diversified gut microbiome indicates healthy, strong gut. Many people eat the same food every day, same breakfast all 7 days a week, salad every single day for lunch, and same fruit every day before they go to bed. Even if all these are healthy choices, because there is no variety in your diet, you still may have imbalanced gut. Have you heard the term eat like a rainbow? What does that mean? That means include different colors of rainbow when it comes to eating fruits and vegetables. Add variety of whole grains and beans in your diet. When you go grocery shopping, make an attempt to buy at least one fruit and one vegetable each week that you have never tried before. If you want to correct your gut dysbiosis, you not just want to eat healthy and clean, but you want to also add variety in your diet. The next letter in the word silver is E, and I want to talk about 8 key nutrients to heal your gut. Since I have done a separate episode on this topic, I'm not going to go in depth. If you want to get detailed information on this topic, listen to my episode number 18. The key nutrients for healing your gut and reversing your leaky gut are vitamin D. This nutrient supervises the function of tight junctions in your small intestine. Glutamine is a second key nutrient. This amino acid acts as a metabolic fuel for epithelial cells and help shield damaged intestine. The next one is vitamin A. This nutrient also improves the tight junctions which control what passes from the gut lumen into your body. The next key nutrient is fish oil. Omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil has a great anti-inflammatory effect in healing your leaky gut. The fifth key nutrient is probiotics. Probiotics help by assisting in maintenance of normal mucosal homeostasis. It protects mucosa from injurious factors such as toxins, allergens, and pathogens. Do not forget to include prebiotic foods in your diet along with probiotics. The next key nutrient is zinc carnosine. This nutrient has shown to promote significant increase in proliferation and migration of new cells to heal the damage in your small intestine. The seventh key nutrient for gut healing is colostrum. This nutrient helps to close the tight junctions and help promote recolonization of the bowel with good bacteria. And the last key nutrient for healing your gut and reversing your leaky gut is short chain fatty acids. Many people with gut dysbiosis need to take short chain fatty acid supplements to help maintain intestinal barrier integrity, mucus production, and for protection against inflammation and to help develop a diversified gut microbiome. I'm moving to the last letter in the word silver, and that is R. And here I want to talk about 5R formula, a super formula that provides a structure and a framework for you to heal your gut. I use this magic formula in my practice to help my clients heal their gut and to feel normal in their body again. The first letter in the 5R, or the first R in the formula 5R, is remove. Remove all the stressors from your diet and your life that is negatively affecting your gut health. These include allergens in your diet, any infections that you are dealing with, stress environments, negative emotions, negative relationships, and environmental toxins. The second R stands for replace. replays digestive secretions, as many people with gut dysbiosis may be dealing with low secretion of gastric juices and other digestive enzymes. And this can be done through certain foods or by taking supplements which help promote optimal digestion. The third R stands for repair. Help repair the lining of your GI tract by taking key nutrients such as vitamin A or vitamin D, zinc carnosine, fish oil, and glutamine. The fourth R in this formula is re-inoculate. Help flourish your gut microbiome with beneficial microbes by taking probiotic foods or supplements along with prebiotics. Prebiotics are the foods that are high in fiber, and some examples include garlic, chicory root, onions, oats, Jerusalem artichokes, raw banana, and apples. The last R in this formula is rebalance. Pay attention to lifestyle choices. Embrace good lifestyle habits like getting at least 7 hours of sleep each night. Keep your stress under control. Exercise regularly. Maintain healthy relationships with people around you. Avoid processed foods and keep yourself well hydrated. Wow, you must be thinking so much information in today's episode. And I agree with that. I have created most of this information in my earlier episodes, much in depth, so you can listen to those individual episodes whenever you get a chance. You can even listen to this episode again to absorb all the information that I have shared. So now I know you are waiting for this special announcement that I will be making in this episode to celebrate the Silver Jubilee episode of my podcast. As I shared in this episode earlier, inflammation is common with people who are struggling with gut dysbiosis. In order to reduce the chronic inflammation in your body, you need to eliminate certain foods that are adding inflammation in your body. Besides eliminating added sugar and processed foods, many times you will have to eliminate certain foods from your diet, including even healthy foods such as avocado, chicken, almonds, black beans, because many people with gut dysbiosis develop food sensitivities. Food sensitivity test tells you which exact foods you need to eliminate from your diet to reduce inflammation in your body and find relief from your symptoms. To celebrate Silver Jubilee episode of my podcast, I am offering $25 off on a food sensitivity test that I order for my clients, and this is going to be just for a week. This offer is only just for a week. This food sensitivity test will end your frustration and guessing game of which foods to avoid and which foods to include in your diet. This offer, as I said earlier, starts today and is valid until March 7th, until 11:59 Mountain Standard Time. Please call me at 623-556-3886 to take advantage of this special and move forward with a confidence in the right direction on your healing path. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, which is jam-packed with a lot of great information. If you are struggling with gut issues, suspecting that you might be dealing with some food sensitivities, or you want to reduce the inflammation in your body and take control of the symptoms that you're dealing with, don't wait. Take advantage of this special offer today. $25 off on a food sensitivity test and your guessing game is over. Once again, If you are interested, the phone number that you can reach to is 623-556-3886. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you again next week. Bye for now.